for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this hump day Wednesday, October 29th edition. Just concluded the unscientific poll of our listeners. 93% head to head would vote for Carla Wagner over John James. 93% to 7% for John James. Now, others are saying, well, I'm also considering these other candidates. I get it. No problem. Not there. That's not what we're talking about. The problem that we have is one thing. And I don't think it's any different if I would have done the poll versus Eric Nesbitt versus John James. Mike Cox versus John James. Ralph Rebant versus John James. Anthony Hudson. It doesn't matter. I think the bottom line is people are just fed up with James and don't want to vote for him to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. Personally, that's what I believe. Now, I understand the three people that said they would vote for James. I understand it. You think he's got money, you think he's got name recognition, you think he'd be the best candidate for the Republicans to choose. Well, I'm not so sure. When we elected Rick Snyder back in 2010, well, first of all, we didn't know that he was a Democrat. They did a very good job of keeping that quiet. Former CEO, president of Gateway, for example. Right. Businessman. He's a nerd. Remember the nerd commercial during the Super Bowl? It's time to elect a nerd to be governor of the state of Michigan. Nobody even knew who Rick Snyder was, but he spent a lot of money running that ad in Michigan. I believe it was over $1 million. Gave him instant name recognition. I believe it was halftime of the Super Bowl that year of 2010. Well, he ended up winning the governorship. Candidates on the Democrat side, Virge Bonero, the former mayor of Lansing, that was their nominee for the governorship. No statewide name ID at all. Almost as bad as Rick Snyder. Had any of you ever even heard of Rick Snyder? I'd never heard of the guy. But because I was running for state senate that year against Howard Walker, he would attend all these events, all the Republican events. However, one thing I noticed about the guy, he would float in, be given a couple of minutes to speak, and then he'd leave. He wouldn't interact with the people. He wouldn't stay and eat the rubber chicken. He'd just float in and float out. Well, that year, 2010, remember Mike Cox ran in the primary for governor. Well, he lost the primary. A couple of weeks later, couple of weeks later, he ran for attorney general. Became attorney general, and then Bill Schuette took over the second term of Rick Snyder. When Schuette ran for governor in 2018 against Whitmer, he was the sitting attorney general. Bill Schuette was also the attorney general during the Obergefell decision in 2015. When the Supreme Court ruled that gay marriage was legal across the country. Well, based on that single decision by the Supreme Court, gay marriage became legal in a heartbeat. Both Rick Snyder and Bill Schuette said, well, that's it. Gay marriage is the law of the land. No, it's not. It was an opinion by the United States Supreme Court. It didn't make any laws. The basis for the Obergefell case was Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee, four states, had passed constitutional amendments defining marriage between one man and one woman. The basis for it was two lesbians down in Ann Arbor who hired Dana Nessel's law firm to represent them and to take it to court. They started the court process here in Michigan. It went through the appellate courts. It went to the Michigan Supreme Court and ultimately was taken to the United States Supreme Court along with Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee. The United States Supreme Court, on a 5-4 decision, said gay marriage is legal and these states' constitutional amendments defining marriage between one man and one woman are unconstitutional. That's what the decision did. What should have happened was Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee should then have had legislation passed in the House, the Senate, signed by the governors of those states, matching the Supreme Court's decision. None of the states did that. Not Michigan, not Ohio, not Kentucky, not Tennessee. But Governor Rick Snyder and Attorney General Bill Schuette immediately threw up their hands and said, well, that's it. It's over. Gay marriage is the law of the land. Do you guys realize that it's still not law here in Michigan? They did not undo our state constitution. They didn't pass new legislation to match the Supreme Court's decision. It was an opinion by five non-elected Supreme Court justices, not elected from any state, no national election during a presidential election. No, these were appointed by presidents who made that decision back in 2015. Well, well, that hasn't happened in a long time. I guess they didn't like me talking about the Obergefell decision. But we're back. And We're going to move on to another story about a constitutional amendment. Potentially what is going on in Lansing. There is a movement that is going to be challenging the constitutional amendment that was done regarding abortion. Kind of interesting what's going on there, that this is going to be absolutely, without a doubt, a very interesting court case. Let's see, where did that story go to? I had it pulled up and now it's moved. Hold on, stand by. I've got to find it again. Had it pulled that, had it open. Oh, that's right, because of the booting off of the air, I have to go back to this date. That computer was tied right, that program was tied right into the studio. And when we got knocked off the air, well, I have to find it again. Let me pull this up. Here we go. All right, there it is. Technology, love it when it works and hate it absolutely when it doesn't. We'll continue this in the other segment. Next segment, I should say. Right to life. Concerned parents file an appeal in challenge to Prop 3. I knew this was coming, but I wasn't sure exactly when they got it dropped. Well, Right to Life of Michigan and concerned parents filed an appeal yesterday challenging the dismissal of their lawsuit, challenging the state constitutional amendment providing the right to an abortion. The appeal has been filed by the American Freedom Law Center. And it was put on the docket yesterday in the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Amber Roseboom, president of Right to Life Michigan, said today's appeal seeks to protect parental rights, which are now at unprecedented risk due to the Proposal 3's broad language. It shocks the conscience to see the rampant disregard for the role of parents in helping guide their children through decisions that will impact their mental and physical well-being, which is undeniably the case when it comes to abortion. We'll see if we get knocked off for this one. We'll continue this story. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two, continuing on with Right to Life of Michigan's court lawsuit, along with concerned parents challenging the proposal three abortion, anything go abortion constitutional amendment that was passed in 2022. Spokesperson for Right to Life Michigan, Amber Roseboom, said the radical abortion obsessed left is hell-bent on creating a wedge between parents and their children when it comes to abortion, gender identity, and even sex education. The threat to parental consent for abortion would jeopardize a critical long-standing safeguard in protecting children from harm, said Roseboom. Well, earlier this month, U.S. District Judge Paul I. Maloney sided with the Attorney General's office argument that the Right to Life of Michigan lacked legal standing to bring their lawsuit challenging Proposal 3, the voter-approved initiative that enshrined abortion rights into Michigan's state constitution. In a press release, the American Freedom Law Center said Maloney's ruling did not address the merits of their claim, and their appeal seeks to challenge the overreach of Proposal 3 on the grounds that the state constitutional amendment threatens parental rights related to a minor child's decision to seek an abortion. Again, they argued Right to Life Michigan didn't have legal standing. You're a pro-life organization. You're not a person. Well, this time, Right to Life Michigan got some concerned parents to join the lawsuit as plaintiffs. Well, the question comes down to the bottom line. Parental rights were protected by the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution per Roe v. Wade. Moreover, parental consent for abortion has been part of the Michigan law since 1993 and continues to enjoy overwhelming support among most Michigan citizens. Well, let's stop and ask that question. How many of you out there listening think that parents should have to give consent for their minor child to get an abortion. How many of you think it's okay for a minor child to get an abortion without the parents' knowledge or consent? Because presently, because of Proposal 3, that's what they can do. So this case now goes to the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. If they don't get what they want there, they then will take it to the Michigan Supreme Court, which they won't like what they get there because of the overwhelming liberal, progressive, socialist, communist Michigan Supreme Court we have. So then they'll decide whether they have the funds, the money, to take it all the way to the United States Supreme Court. Ultimately, that's where I think it's going to end up. And then we have to look at the fact that there is an issue unfolding right now as the Michigan Department of Education is facing backlash from their proposed new statewide standards for health education, again threatening parental rights. Folks, do you realize they want, the Michigan Department of Education wants to put sex education in the schools from kindergarten through 12th grade? It used to be just junior high and high school. Oh, no, 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 no. They now want sex education all the way down to kindergarten. The new standards have yet to be voted on by the State Board of Education would require teaching about reproductive health and how to seek medical care for, quote, reproductive health when it comes to minor children in schools without parental approval or even knowledge. State Representative Gina Johnson introduced House Resolution 195, which opposes these new updated teaching standards, saying parents don't want to co-parent with the government. So we'll see where this goes, as this is now part of the proposed new curriculum for the State Board of Education to vote on. Well, getting back to the abortion situation, Right to Life of Michigan has played an instrumental role in gathering signatures to pass the Parental Rights Restoration Act, which ultimately led to the 1993 Parental Protection Law in Michigan. Parents have rights when it comes to their minor children getting an abortion. Bottom line, it's that simple. So we'll continue to follow this story. We'll see what the U.S. District Court of Appeals does and what the next steps are. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing.